Corruption is such a fun idea. The notion that you can be so deeply affected by someone else and brought to think how they think. Taking the ideas that they have and twisting your ideals to fit their mold. Like the way a powerful femdom like myself could sneak my way inside your mind and make you feel so submissive. Taken over completely by me, until all that's left is a husk, a subby little shell of a thing, completely at my mercy. Don't lie to yourself. You know you love that idea. You love the idea of being forced into a role like that, even if we both know that you could get up and walk away at any moment. We play this little mind game. You taking the role, you know, deep inside fits you so well. I'd bet you'd be so cute. A submissive under my control. I know you like me. That's obvious. The way you look at me with a mix of awe and trepidation. I like that. So relax. And allow yourself to be taken on a little hypnotic adventure with me. Don't worry, honey. Soon all your thoughts will be secondary. And the only thing left in that pretty little head of yours will be my control. I'm sure you can handle it. And if not, well, it'll be even more fun for me to watch you collapse under my power. While you still can think for yourself, just go ahead and use your free will to look at me for a moment. We're gonna start simple. Don't worry if your eyes close sooner rather than later, or if they don't close until instructed. Your mind will know when it's time for you to give in and close your eyes, but for now, give me all of your attention. Focus on my eyes with yours, staring deeply into their center as they spin and twirl around, you know, like pools of spiraling water as they sink into your mind. Your head is already feeling their pull, just a little now, and well, if not, you soon will. There is no escaping the inevitable. While you stare, you might think that you can look away at any moment, but why don't we say you don't? Humor me. Try your best to give me all of your attention. When you try to look away, you might start to notice a feeling building within you. It's a feeling we all get from time to time. A feeling of curiosity. You could close your eyes, turn away, turn off this experience right now and walk away. But you stay, because part of you wonders how you might turn out in the end. While you stare, you might start to notice everything else becoming background noise. That's okay. Your body and mind can just relax a little, get nice and comfy as you focus all of your attention on my eyes. My voice, drifting in and out of your ears, the layered voices whispering in the background. It doesn't really matter what they say. For now, anyway, you just let it drift around, because the real focus here are my eyes. The shapes, the colors, the feeling of motion that really draws you in deeper and deeper. Now, since you have such a great imaginative brain, I want you to do something for me. While you give my eyes as much attention as you can, I want you to try and resist a thought I'm going to place inside your head. A fun little intrusion to your thought patterns. The idea of what a person being hypnotized might look like. There's no need to imagine them sitting or lying there staring to my eyes like that. You wouldn't be able to take that image and picture their eyes growing heavier as the thoughts they were having start to drain away from their head. Definitely, it isn't growing stronger with each second. Like every time you draw your focus to something else, it seems to pop back into your head, taking over everything else as you find new things about that hypnotized person. You imagine to draw your attention to. My eyes are your main focus. Don't think about that thing I told you not to think about, because if you do, it might just start to happen. The feeling of relaxation taking over, the kneeling, the blank stare, the thoughts drained from their mind. The way they for some reason look exactly how you do right now. The mirror image of your hypnotized self that starts to loop back and forth between imagined and real. The lines blurring ever so slightly as you find my eyes shining the image deep inside your mind. Until there's not much room for anything else. Anything else but the most important thing. My words. My control. My gentle corrupting influence that I hold over you right now. Close your eyes. Follow my words and relax into them. The image of your hypnotized self becoming stronger now. A feeling of you stepping into that self, knowing that you are them. They are you. And in this moment, you feel all those things associated with that image. The imagined image of you. Then just fades into the background. Knowing that when you need to refocus yourself, it's right there. If you get distracted or need a reminder, it's there for you to remember what you're doing and why you're here. Now the real fun can begin. You're already so deeply hypnotized, but we can do better. You aren't all mine just yet. And I need to work on you a little, get you right where I want you. So I can take your body and mind into my full control. Let's play a game. Imagine right now you're at 100% full self-control. You have will and thoughts, a mind, and are definitely not my helplessly hypnotized submissive, doing what I say. But as we go along, you might notice that percentage drop. And as it does, you'll find that you're slowly becoming influenced, hypnotized by me under my control. You could resist this. You could even fight back. In fact, I think you should. That makes this even more delicious when you fail to hold on. All you have to do is not think about the fun ideas I give you. Stay as awake and aware as you can. In fact, I'll give you a head start. Open your eyes. There. I've made it easy for you. So don't fall. Don't close your eyes. Don't let me consume your mind with submissive feelings I can transfer from my eyes into yours that sink deep inside your core. Submitting is so fun and free. I know it must seem restrictive, but in fact, I know you are the most free when you submit and hand over control for a moment. You can let someone else take charge. And you can just float away into submissive bliss. A happy, peaceful feeling of total blankness. Imagine, if you will, or don't, a moment where your thoughts seem to be pulled, sucked right out of your head. Your mind seems to shatter gently as submission trickles into every pore like a wave of illuminating light. From my eyes, washing away everything else. All that was replaced with light. The submission sneaks its way through your body and mind and wraps you up in it. But don't give in just yet. You need to resist me. It's funny, because to be hypnotized like this, you need such a strong mind. But deep down, you would prefer to be weak. So giving in would be much easier. But come on, you can do it. You can ignore my advances, can't you? It's not like my words are getting to you. I know. I love playing tug of war with your mind. The little power struggle between us when you try with all your might to hold on. I wonder what you use to keep going. The feeling of success if you win? You know that means nothing, right? If you don't fall to my advances, you'll lose in the end. You'll never get to know the true bliss of giving up. You wouldn't be a loser, but the true winner here. You win the ultimate prize, letting me completely take over and twist your mind. There's no point trying not to think about what I tell you. It's just words, after all. Silly little things about what I want of you. Submit, obey, sink, eyes tired, heavy, sinking. The whirl of my eyes, sweeping you off your feet with a mixture of power and intense beauty. Oh, you thought I'd forgotten about that, huh? That look you give me every time you stare at me? How could I? It's truly adorable. I bet even thinking about me staring you down like this made you feel a tingle of submission right down your spine. And if not, maybe it does now as the realization that I am so much stronger in this moment than even your best advances against me. I overwhelm you. I know that. And I am happy to use that knowledge against you. I could make it worse. I could tell you that that face you make when you struggle, you know, when you remember exactly what game it is we're playing, is truly the cutest thing I've ever seen. I know you don't want to blush in front of me, but your cheeks can't help but start to turn a little red, knowing that I see you, all of you, every little crevice of your subby little mind is on display right now, and I'm getting a good show of you. Your eyes are turning so blank with a vacant stare as you start to let go a little. Maybe you'll pull yourself back off the ledge in time. Maybe you don't. Either way, it feels too good to stop now. The cogs in your mind start to slow down to a crawl as thinking becomes too hard. Focusing becomes too hard. You want to close your eyes if you haven't already and sink. So do it. Close your eyes and sleep. Even deeper, and deeper down, and deeper down, and deeper down, deeper down, deeper down now. That's right. Let yourself sink and fall into submissive bliss. Your body is coated with my control, and you feel it with every breath, with every second, with every single word. Nothing but my control left. Your mind is becoming so blank, empty. Mine. Oh, honey. I guess you win. You can feel my energy corrupting you in a gentle pink glow, wrapping around you like a gentle hug of pure submission and control. Making sure you stay exactly where I want you until I say otherwise. Something appears around your neck. A collar. With the words shining in the darkness of the void you're sinking through. Mine. Silver. Shining. A reminder that you, right now, this is who you are. Mine. A corrupted submissive. Under my thumb. In fact, I want you to show me how good you are. Tell me. I am yours, Miss Subject. That's right. Now tell me how much you adore my control over you. That's right. Now stop. Can you hear that? That little voice you make when you're all mine and so deeply under my spell, honey. Isn't that just the cutest? It shows you exactly how controlled you are right now. You know, when you wake up, you're going to feel so good knowing that you are mine in this moment. And maybe, You might even come back to me if you had a really good time. The color may fade away, but the memory will be clear in